This year, New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio released an ambitious 10-year plan to build 200,000 new affordable housing units across the city. He said New York has a housing crisis. Just how accurate is that description?
It's accurate, but it's been in a crisis for some time, so it's not a new crisis.
That was Shai Loros, who works on affordable housing in New York. Shai says it's high time the city did something, but she, like many, feels the mayor's plan doesn't go far enough.
The housing plan doesn't address all of the income brackets across the city to the extent that each of those income brackets needs to be addressed. And those with the least means, there's very little in that plan for them.
Everyone is quick to criticize. Justin Stern, a developer, says the mayor is too ambitious.
I don't think he knew what he was talking about, frankly, in terms of the city's infrastructure and capacity to do anything close to what he said. But again, he's a politician, so it definitely got him votes and caught a lot of headlines.
But it's not only about the number of existing apartments. It's a structural problem, explains Shai.
The issues of housing are really issues of income. It's about the lack of sustainable living wage jobs, and it's about the mismatch between people's skills and the jobs that exist, or simply the jobs that don't exist. So if you have businesses that are leaving and relocating outside of the city, you're losing jobs. If you're not providing the appropriate type of education and training and technical development for people to get jobs, then that's another form of a mismatch and an exacerbation of an existing issue. So when people aren't making enough money to pay rent, and while the rent is going up, then you're bound to have a variety of issues that don't simply stop at a lack of affordable housing.
Some say it's time to look to other possible options instead of creating more new buildings. Greg Todd sells real estate and is a longtime New Yorker.
On my block alone right now, there are 3 vacant buildings that could be developed. And they're just being held off the market for speculation. And they're still duking it out in court. And that's been going on for at least 10 years. So these are all properties that are nice, existing brownstones that could be renovated and developed, you know. So there's lots of other strategies that require some thinking on the part of the city. They require some legislation. So I really think that the city ought to go back to the drawing board.
I asked Shai if ultimately the plan could fix the city's housing crisis.
Will it solve the problem? No. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't try, and it doesn't mean that you shouldn't invest in affordable housing. If anything, it means that you should, and you should do everything that you possibly can.
In the end, it seems no one can agree on the best way to do it, but everyone can agree this needs to be done. For RFI, I'm Laura Morris in New York.